Psalm chapter 8, verses 1 to 4. O Lord, our Lord, how excellent is thy name in all the earth. Somebody say, how excellent. The word excellence is a big word, but it doesn't even seem to be able to capture how great our God is. How excellent is your name in all the earth, who hath set thy glory above the heavens. Out of the mouth of babes and sucklings hast thou ordained strength because of thine enemies, that thou mightest still the enemy and the avenger. The psalmist says, when I consider the heavens, when I go outside at night and I look at the stars and the planets and the moon, when I think of the heavens, when I think of the work of your fingers, the moon and the stars which thou hast ordained, the psalmist says, who am I that you are mindful of me? What is man that thou art mindful of him, and the son of man that thou visitest him? Have you ever felt like that? Where you stood there and considered the vast greatness of God's creation, the splendor of the stars and the moon and the galaxies, all of those things, and thought to yourself, who am I, God? Who am I? Just a human being, and you're mindful of me, and that you visit me, that you have not forgotten me, that you're with me. Who am I? The second portion of scripture, Isaiah 45, verse 3, it says, and I will give thee treasures of darkness. Everybody say, treasures of darkness. And I will give thee the treasures of darkness and hidden riches of secret places, that thou mayest know that I, the Lord, which call thee by name, am the God of Israel. Let's read that again. And I will give thee the treasures of darkness and hidden riches of secret places, that thou mayest know that I, the Lord, which call thee by thy name, am the God of Israel. I want to minister simply on this thought today. You are not forgotten. You are not forgotten. Turn to your neighbor and tell them, God has not forgotten about you. God knows your name. He knows where you are. You are not forgotten. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your word today and for this congregation, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for those that are joining online. Lord Jesus, we pray, let faith come by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. And we'll be sure to give you all the praise and all the glory, and all the church says amen. You may be seated. You are not forgotten. You are not forgotten. Let me go to the bottom line of my message today, and that is the title of this message. In spite of what you are going through today, in spite of where you find yourself, you are not forgotten by God. Mankind and your friends, even your family, may sometimes forget you. Relatives may forget you, but God has not forgotten you. The Bible says that God knows us by name. He knew us from the very beginning when he formed us in our mother's womb. And so I tell you today, if you're living for Jesus, he has not forgotten you. And even if you're not a Christian today, God still knows your name. God still has a plan for your life. He is still calling you because God has not forgotten you. Now, that's very easy to say. And it's, you know, theoretically and making a statement like that, but we know all too well that there are times when in our flesh, we think that God has forgotten us. We think that because we go through difficult times that maybe God has forsaken us. But as the psalmist said, he said, I know how great you are, God. And really, from a human perspective, someone as great as you really wouldn't want to have much to do with someone as small as me. We are just one person in a big city, in a huge country, in a big planet, in a huge galaxy, in the universe, just one person. And the psalmist says, I am mindful, God, that while I am so small and that you are so great, that you are mindful of me, that you have not forgotten me. Somebody say, thank you, Lord. And so whatever you're going through, in good times, God has not forgotten you. In bad times, God has not forgotten you. God is there. He knows your name. You cannot even flee from his presence. You can try to outrun God, but he will not let you outrun him. You cannot outrun him. Somebody once called him the hound of heaven. He will chase you down because he came to seek and to save the lost. You cannot even flee from his presence. The psalmist said in Psalm 139, verse 7 and 8, whither shall I go from thy spirit, or whither shall I flee from thy presence? How can I go from your spirit, and how can I leave your presence? If I ascend up into heaven, thou art there. And if I make my bed in hell, thou art there. The prophet Isaiah said it like this: when you pass through the waters, I will be with thee, and through the rivers, they shall not overflow thee. When thou walkest through the fire, thou shalt not be burned, neither shall the flame kindle upon you. Why? Because God is with you in the water. He's with you through the fire. Whatever you go through the river, through the water, through the fire, God is with you. He has not forgotten you. Amen. Are you thankful for that today? So the reality is, if you're struggling today, I want to remind you simply this: God has not forgotten you. Isaiah 49, verse 15 and 16, God says these things. Can a woman forget her sucking child, that she should not have compassion on the son of her womb? Yea, they may forget, yet I will not forget thee. Okay? Can a woman forget her baby that she nursed, carried in her womb, that she fed from her breast? Can a woman forget her sucking child? She's going to have compassion on the son or the child of her womb. And then God says, it is possible that a mother may forget a child. Unlikely, but it is possible. Yea, they may forget, but God says, I will not forget thee. Behold, I have graven thee. This is a beautiful scripture right here when we can grasp what God is saying. I have graven thee on the palms of my hands. Thy walls are continually before me. God says, you are always in my mind. I have never forgotten you. You are not forgotten today. But we go to our text because we read something very interesting here in our text from Isaiah. Isaiah chapter 45 and verse 3. We read these three words, but two words that don't seem to go together in one sentence. I will give thee the treasures of darkness. The treasure. Treasure and darkness. Can the two things even go in the same sentence? How can they even be related that God would say, I would give you the treasures of darkness? I ask you before I go any further, what darkness are you experiencing right now in your life? This prophecy from Isaiah was for the king of Persia whose name was Cyrus. And Cyrus was chosen by God to rescue the children of Israel out of Babylonian captivity. And this was a prophecy that Cyrus would rescue them and take the children of Israel back to their own land. And what a huge task it was, and it was only possible through God's strength. But are these words spoken to Cyrus, are they only for Cyrus? I would say no, because the Bible says that all of the things in the Old Testament are in samples for us. That they tell us about the nature of God. That they are accounts that we can be encouraged by. The Bible calls them in samples. And so the Lord God says to Cyrus, I will give thee the treasures of darkness. I will give you hidden riches in secret places. Why? That you may know that I, the Lord, which know you and call you by name, am the God of Israel. In those dark times, you're going to find treasures. And you're going to find them there so that you're going to know that I am the God that knows you by name. I am the God who has never forgotten you. Even in the darkness, I still know you by name. I am still there and I have not forgotten you. Amen. And so during the conquest, Cyrus, he literally found the treasures that the Jews had buried while they were in captivity. And just like King Cyrus found treasures hidden in the darkness, listen to me today. You can find treasures in the dark times of your life as well. How? How can you even have those two words in the same sentence? The treasure and darkness can go together. I tell you today, just like King Cyrus found treasures in darkness or treasures of darkness, you can find treasures. You can find hope in unexpected places. You can find hope in times of trial. You can find hope in times of testing. You can find hope in times of bereavement and loss. You can find treasures in times of sickness. I want to tell you, God has not forgotten you. And although you may be in a dark place, I tell you, get your eyes off the darkness and start looking for the treasure of God's presence in the midst of your darkness. Yes, as Christians, we have the blessing of knowing that God has not forgotten us. We can find treasures in the darkness. Job. Now, if we think about Job, Job had quite a life, didn't he? The Bible says he was a rich man. He was a noble and upright man, a man who eschewed evil. He kept away from evil. He was a godly man, all of those things, but he was tested. And it's a long book, the book of Job, but if you look at the dates and look at the times, you'll find that Job's testing was only for a period of 2 years. And God blessed him even more after all of that. And Job told us this in Job chapter 35 and verse 10, that God gives us songs in the night. Anybody know what I'm talking about today? That even in the hard times, you still had a song. God gave you a peace about your situation. God gave you joy. I tell you, joy is different to happiness. You might not be happy today, but you can still have joy. Happiness is based on the happenings. And you can't control the happenings in your life. Sometimes the happenings are bad and they make you sad, not happy. But joy is different. Joy comes from God. And even though the happenings may be bad, I've seen it time and time again when people come into the house of God being through a difficult time of grief and loss and maybe sickness and all sorts of trials, but they come to the house of God. No, they're not happy. But they've still got joy, righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. I tell you, you can have joy even though you're going through a time of darkness. King Cyrus, I will give you the treasure of darkness. Job said he gives songs in the night. And maybe that's your testimony today. If you've been living for God for a while, you're going to be able to say, yes, Pastor, you're right. I've been through the night time and God still gave me a song. When we remember about Paul and Silas, they're bleeding. They're in stocks and chains. They're put in the inner prison. Why? Because they were preaching Jesus. They were being persecuted, put in that prison. And you know what? Just like Job, they found a song in the night. The Bible says, and at midnight, Paul and Silas prayed and began to sing praises to God. And you know, even in that dark time, Brother Maxwell, they found treasures in the darkness. When those doors flung open and a deliverance came, you know what? They found out about a God that they never knew until they were in a dark place. Revelation came Something about God that they never knew before. They've experienced it there in the dark place. And so, in the dark, we can't see with our eyes. But that's okay. The Bible says we walk by faith and not by sight. And there they are, Paul and Silas found a song in the night. There is Job, he found a song in the night. In the dark, we can't see things. The Bible says we walk by faith and not by sight. And I want to encourage you as your pastor today, whatever you're going through, trust God in the dark times. Sometimes we don't have to pray for eyesight in the dark times. Help me to see. That might not be possible. Help me to understand why this is happening. Help me to get through it. I don't know what to do. Give me eyesight. But let me change your perspectives today. Don't pray for eyesight, because we don't walk by sight, we walk by faith. But pray for insight, that God would give you insight, that you can find the treasures in the darkness, that you can experience God's presence, that He will give you a song in the night. The treasures of darkness. You are not forgotten. And if you've been living for God long enough, you know, in spite of what the televangelists may tell you sometimes, Christianity isn't a walk in the park. It's not a bed of roses. In fact, we sing about the sweet by and by. And that's what it's going to be like when we get to heaven, the sweet by and by. Just over in the sweet by and by. But reality is, life can be the nasty now and now, if you know what I'm talking about. It's not a walk in the park being a Christian. Jesus even told us, He said, you're not going to find things easy on this earth. He said, it's impossible, but that offense will come. There's going to be tribulation on this earth. There's going to be difficulties. And as Christians, just because you gave your life to God, it doesn't exempt you from the dark times of life. Times of trial, times of testing are common to all of us. And if we were truthful today, I know we came to church, we put our Sunday clothes on, we came along and we sang the songs, we did our best to smile, and to everyone else, we may look like we've got it all together, but times of trial and testing are common to every single one of us. Either you've been through it, or you're going through it, or you're going to go through it. And Jesus said, it is impossible, but that offense will come. He said, in this world you will have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. Hallelujah. And so, does God cause these things to happen? I would say no. Does God allow it? I would say yes, because He could stop it if He wanted. But He allows these things to happen. In the midst of all of these things, we can find His treasures. Treasures to make us richer. And I'm not talking about monetary. But make us richer in our walk with Him. And the best riches you can have as a Christian is to know more of God. That is the greatest thing. Don't glory in your riches. Don't glory in your strength. Don't glory in your influence. But if a man glory, the Bible says, let him glory in this, that he knoweth and understandeth me. And so in those dark times, you can grow rich because you can know more about God that you never knew when you were walking in the good times. God says, I will give thee the treasure of darkness. What is darkness? Everyone say, what is darkness? Ask yourself that question. What is darkness? Well, the scientists tell us that there's no such a thing as darkness. Darkness is the absence of... Yeah. Darkness is the absence of something. That's what it is. It's the absence of light. It can be dark in here, but as soon as we turn a light on, it's gone. Darkness is the absence of light. Now, light, though, is a thing. Okay? It can be measured. The speed of light. Bishop Downs will know, he's always telling us, what's the speed of light? Can you still remember that?
300,000 kilometres per hour, yes.
300,000 kilometres per second. So light is a thing. It can be measured. It can be seen. It can be, you know, if they take light and they focus it really, really tight, it becomes what they call a laser. It can cut things. And so it, in order to experience darkness, there must be the absence of something, the absence of light. It is what we don't have that makes it dark. Think about that. In darkness, we can't see our way clear. And it's not because darkness has power. I just told you, darkness is not a thing. So how can it have power? And so in darkness, we can't see our way clear, not because the darkness has power, but because of the absence of light. The absence of something. I hope you get what I'm talking about today. And so when we go through hard times, through dark times, maybe you're going through the absence of something today. Let me just be honest today. Sometimes what isn't there can be just as painful as what is there. I want to tell you today, God has not forgotten you. In the absence of whatever you need in that time, God has not forgotten you. He says, I will give you the treasure of darkness. He knows you by name. He is as close as the mention of his name. And we've been through times where only words that we had to pray was Jesus. And as we mentioned his name, the darkness, the situation didn't change. But he came, his presence came. And he came and comforted us in spite of it. He came and gave us a song. I want to tell you, God has not forgotten you. This is the priceless treasure that you can only find in the dark places. How can you testify and say God has not forgotten me if you've never been through a difficult time? How can you know that God is faithful if you've never been through a time when you needed him to be faithful? How can you ever know that he is a comfort when you've never needed comfort? How can you know that he is a peace if you've never been in chaos? I want to tell you, that is the priceless treasure that you can find in the dark places of life. And so the devil will come and do whatever he can. He's going to do everything to convince you when you're in those times, those absent times, when things are absent and they don't make sense in the place called darkness. And the devil's going to come and say, God has forgotten. God has left you. God is not here for you. And he's going to say, because you're going through these hard times, you're going through these struggles, you're going through these feelings of weariness, the absence of things, the devil's going to come and say, God has forgotten you. You know what? And if we let it, the darkness will carry us away. But if we look for God in those hard and dark times, you will find the treasure. You will find the treasure. And that is the treasure of his presence. To know that he is a God who will never leave you or forsake you. How can you know him as a refuge if you've never been in trouble? How can you know him as a healer if you've never been sick? How can you know his unconditional love if you've never made a mistake? How can you know that he is our strength unless you've been in that place where you've lost all your strength? How can you know that he is Jehovah Shalom, our peace, unless you've been through the storm? And I was talking to somebody this week, even the very names of God came from a revelation that they received through difficult times. Jehovah Jireh. Jehovah Jireh is there. When Abraham needed a lamb, he was lacking. And God provided a lamb. And then he said, now I know you as Jehovah Jireh. The Lord will provide. Do you think it was dark for Abraham on top of that mountain? He was just doing what God called him to do. He found to know a God who was a provider. When Israel needed protection from disease and sickness, God revealed himself as Jehovah Rapha, the Lord that heals. They would have known him as Jehovah Rapha, the Lord that heals, if they hadn't been through a time of sickness and disease. When they needed victory over the enemies, they become to know God as Jehovah Nissi, the Lord our banner. God, they knew him as Jehovah Shalom, the God who is our peace. You see, even these names of God were revelations that came, treasures that came in the darkness. Philippians chapter 2, verse 10. When they needed a Savior, they knew him as Jesus. Meaning Yahweh has become our salvation. You see, Jesus, the name of Jesus, is the culmination of all of those Old Testament names of God. Philippians 2 verse 10 says that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow of things in heaven and things in earth and things under the earth. And that every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father. We know him as Jesus. Because we need a Savior. Wherever you are, I tell you today, there is treasure in your trial. Get your eyes off the darkness and start looking for the treasure of his presence. You see, the psalmist said this in Psalm 119, verse 16. I think it's on the screen. If I could see those slides on the foldback, that'd be great. Psalm 119, verse 16, the psalmist said, "It is good for me that I have been afflicted." Hang on. As Christians, we're meant to say, it is good for me that I've been blessed abundantly, favored of God. That's our idea in 2022 of the goodness of God. But the psalmist said, it is good for me that I was afflicted. It was good for me that I went through a hard time. He says, the psalmist said, it's good for me that I have been afflicted, that I might learn thy statutes. I found treasure in the time of my affliction. You see, you can know God in a way that you've never known him when you look for the treasure in your darkness. A bit of a different sort of message today, but I want to encourage somebody. Lift up your head. Lift up your eyes unto the hills from whence cometh your help. If you're in a dark place today, I want to tell you, God has not forgotten you. Let my voice ring out across the live stream to somebody today. God has not forgotten you. Oh, Pastor, what if I'm not even a Christian? What would God want to do with me? Even as a sinner, you can find rest for your soul in the darkness of sin. You can find deliverance. You can find salvation. And you know, some people, that's their testimony. They look back and they think about all the mess and all the sin that they were in. And in that dark time, if it wasn't for that, maybe they would never have called on Jesus. They found the treasure in the darkness. Maybe you're in the darkness of sin today. Maybe you're in the darkness of addiction today. Cigarettes and alcohol, pornography, drugs, under the control of substances. You're living in sin, rebelling against God, just following the lusts of your flesh, doing whatever your flesh wants to do. I was thinking about addiction this week, and a lot of people that don't understand addiction, they just go up to somebody and say, well, just say no. Just don't do it anymore. One person said, well, I said no, but the cigarettes kept saying yes. The alcohol kept saying yes. The world kept saying yes. And the flesh kept saying yes. And you say, I don't want to be here anymore. And most addicts don't want to be where they are. They don't want to stay in the darkness. Let me tell you, you cannot break free by yourself. You will not find any treasure in the darkness of addiction outside of Jesus Christ. If you're addicted today, find the name which is above every other name. Our Savior, our Lord, Jesus Christ. You can't break free by yourself. You've got to cry out to Jesus. And you know what? If you find Jesus, if addiction is what it takes for you to find Jesus, it's worth every part. It was good for me that I was afflicted. You see, in those times you can meet the man. The Bible says, 1 Timothy 2 verse 5, for there is one God and one mediator between God and men, the man Jesus Christ. You say, but I'm in a mess. Pastor, you don't understand how messy my life is. You don't understand how rebellious I've been. Pastor, you don't understand the thoughts that have come into my mind when I've been in these dark times. And you say, you know what? Jesus won't hear me. You think that God won't hear you. And Jonah said that as well. And he said, out of the belly of hell I cried, and you heard me. Out of the belly of hell. I think that's Jonah chapter 2 and verse 2. He said, out of the belly of hell I cried, and you heard me. If you're in addiction today, if you're lost in sin today, I tell you, cry out to Jesus. He will hear you. When you cry out to him, you are not forgotten. He will find you. He will hear you in your misery. He will find you and hear you in your addiction, in your sorrow. You know, if you were to ask people across this place today their testimony, they will tell you that Jesus found them in some very interesting places. I find it intriguing to think that we think that Jesus only comes to church. But there are people here today that will tell you Jesus didn't find them in church. He found them at their lowest point. He found them with a bottle in their hand, a cigarette in their hand. He found them totally lost. Let me tell you, you can find the treasure in the darkness. God will give us the treasures of darkness. You think about the psalmist. He said, Psalm 139, verse 11 and 12, if I say, the darkness shall cover me, even the night shall be a light about me. The psalmist is talking about how he's in darkness and how he's trying to run and hide in the darkness. And he said, if I say that surely the darkness shall cover me, I can surely hide here from God. He said, I try to hide there, but the night becomes a light. Why does the night become a light? Because Jesus is the light. God is light. He said, yea, the darkness hideth not from thee, but the night shineth as the day. How can the night shine as the day? Let me tell you, because God comes there. The psalmist said, I can't even hide in the darkness. The darkness and the light are both the same to you, God. The psalmist went through some times as well, some dark times. We think about the woman with the issue of blood. 12 years. You could say some dark times. The doctor could not help her. She's been suffering. The Bible says that in that suffering, she went to touch his garment. She said, if I may but touch his garment, I shall be whole. She found the treasure in the darkness. And Jesus turned around and he said to her, daughter, be of good comfort. Thy faith has made thee whole. And the woman was made whole from that very hour. Yes, everybody had forgotten about her. Everybody had forgotten that she had spent everything that she had. Everybody has forgotten the fact that she's gone from doctor to doctor to doctor to doctor. Everybody has forgotten that she's given everything to find a cure. Other people would go to Jesus and say, would you come and pray for my servant? Would you come and pray for my daughter? But she had not even one person to go to Jesus for her. She said, you know what? I'm going to go and I'm going to touch him for myself. In my dark time right now, I'm going to reach out for Jesus. And as she reached, she found that treasure in the darkness. She knew that Jesus has more healing in the hem of his garment than all the medicine racks in the hospitals. He had more healing in him than the smartest physician in the world. She found a treasure in that dark place. She found her healing. And when she touched him, Jesus turned in the crowd and he said, who touched me? Who touched me? There's a difference between those that want to touch Jesus and those that are thronging Jesus. The Bible says that as Jesus moved about, there was a great crowd. And there would have been a lot of people just kind of bumping into Jesus and crowding him out and moving with him and bumping and touching and all that. But no, she came through. And she didn't just throng him. There was a deliberate action as she reached out and touched him, and Jesus stopped. Let me tell you, there is a touch that stops Jesus in his tracks. you get Jesus' attention. If you're in a dark place today, whether you're a believer or whether you're an unbeliever, reach out and touch Jesus today, and you will find that He is the treasure in the dark place. Ooh. The treasures of darkness. Are you telling me, Pastor, that sometimes difficulties in life can be good? Yes, if they cause you to reach out to Jesus. We think about Zacchaeus. He had cheated everybody. Tax collector. He's in a dark place, riddled with guilt, hated by everybody. And the Bible says he sought to see Jesus. What'd he do? He climbed a tree, did whatever he could. And you know what? He didn't find a Jesus who was going to scold him and yell at him. No, he found a treasure. What society had put out, God puts in. You are not forgotten, Zacchaeus. And Jesus says, today I'm coming to your house. He forgave Zacchaeus for all that he had done. And you know what? Sometimes we look around church and we see everybody here, if the musicians could come. And we think, you know what? Everybody here just seems perfect. They're not like me, Pastor. They don't have the difficulties that I have. They've got it all together. Let me tell you, if you look around this place, not everybody sitting here has had it all together. You don't know where they're from. Somebody say amen. Amen. You don't know what they've been through. Somebody say amen. Amen. In dark times, you can find a treasure. Let's all stand. In dark times, you can get a fresh revelation of God. In dark times, you can feel and hear the voice of God. And if you stop and think about it for a moment, when you think of treasure, I'm not talking about rubies or diamonds or gems. But it's well known that most of the earth's treasures are found where? In dark places. Gold and silver comes from a dark place. Diamonds and other jewels come from a dark place. And so it should not surprise us today that the dark times of life can also be the treasures of life. 2 Corinthians 4 verse 7, but we have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellency of the power of God may be of God and not of us. We are troubled on every side, yet not distressed. We are perplexed, but not in despair. Persecuted, but not forsaken. Cast down, but not destroyed. What are you going through today? What darkness are you walking through? What trials? What troubles? Maybe you're lost in addiction, and that addiction is, and I feel to speak on that today, that addiction has a grasp on you that you think you can't break free. Let me tell you, you cannot break free except through the power of Jesus Christ. You can find the treasure in your dark place today. Mothers, you can find the treasure in your dark place. Dads, you can find a treasure in that dark place. Let me tell you, darkness won't last forever. You're coming through. The Bible says when you go through the fire, when you go through the flood, when you go through the water, you're going through. You say, Pastor, it's a rough mountain to climb. Let me tell you, one preacher once said, yeah, it's a rough mountain to climb, but you can't climb a smooth one. You can find treasure in darkness. Let's lift our hands right now. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, for your promises today. Thank you, Jesus, that you have not forgotten us, that you know us by name, that, Lord God, even our names are written on the palms of your hands. Hallelujah. Come on, somebody. Oh, yes. Hallelujah. Come on, just cry out to God. Whatever situation you're in right now, He's as close as the mention of His name. Oh, you'll find a Savior who loves you. You'll find a Savior who cares for you. You'll find a Savior who will comfort you. You'll find a refuge. You will find unconditional love. Oh, you'll find the strength that you need to bring you through those trials. Oh, yes, Jesus. Come on, church, lift your voice just a little bit longer. most important time of the service is right now, as you take what God has spoken and you apply it to your life. You apply it to your situation. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, yes, Jesus. Yes, Lord. Yes, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Promise of the shore. I trust the power.
Hallelujah, you can make it through. You can make it through today.
Enough to seek your kingdom first. Beyond the barren lakes, beyond the ocean waves. When I walk through the water, you made. There isn't one that is too late, so I will not lose heart. Here I will lift my eyes and start to sing into the night. Sun to rise, declare the battle won, declare that it is done.
When I walk through
Hallelujah. Come on, just cry out to God right now. Hallelujah. You'll find Him in the midst of your trial. Oh, yes, Jesus. Oh, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Lord, I need You.
Oh, I need You. Every hour I need You. My one defense, my right. Said You will never leave or forsake us. Lord, we thank You, Lord, that we are not forgotten, that You are a God who knows our name, even knows the very hairs on our head. Lord, not even a sparrow falls to ground and You don't know. How much more do You know us, Lord God, and what we're going through today? And so, Lord, for those today going through trials and tests and troubles, Lord God, I pray that they would look for You in that time. Lord God, and Lord, we will find that treasure in the darkness. And Lord, that we will find You in that dark place, so much so that, Lord, we will be able to call it the treasure of darkness. Because that darkness, God, led us to You. It led us to a fresh revelation of You. It led us to know You like we've never known You before. So, Lord God, help us today. Give us faith, Lord God. And I pray, Lord, that faith has come by hearing today. Let us go now with this assurance in our heart. We pray all of this in Jesus' name. And everybody say in Jesus' name.